Now, what feathered creature will eat all your food scraps, clear up your garden weeds, and give you fresh eggs every morning? Well, of course, it is the humble hen. Chooks are increasingly popular across suburban Australia, but is your backyard suitable for chooks? Are they allowed in your council area? And how do you protect them from foxes and feral cats? Well, Dave Ingham from Rent a Chook is the author of Backyard Chickens, How to Keep Happy Hens. He's known as Mr. Chicken in the chook keeping community, and he joins us on the line now. Dave, thanks so much for your time. Is that hello in chook?
Yeah, I just can't help myself, to be honest.
I'm so glad. Now, why chickens? How did you first get involved with chooks?
Oh, that's funny. I was tortured. Having the surname Ingham, I was tortured with the advertising campaign, Ingham Chicken Love 'em. So that led me certainly not down a poultry path. But it was at university. We had this one of those big share houses with a huge garden awaiting demolition. And we had no money and lots of time, so we cultivated it. And chickens seemed to be a natural addition. I just fell in love with them from then on.
And now you run an operation called Rent a Chook. I am absolutely fascinated by this. How's the demand for rented chickens in Sydney at the moment?
Huge. Oh, it's happening. Yes, absolutely. I'm rust off my feet. It's seasonal, so it's actually nice in the winter time for it to be a bit quieter because it can get a bit hectic in the summer, particularly in the spring. So sort of spring to Mother's Day is a sort of seasonal busy time for me. The thing is you get to try it and return it if it doesn't work. That's the renting. I'm not sort of going out with like Kennard Tire and renting chickens just for a day or two. We don't do that much. But no, more it's just to try it so that you can give it a go. And if it doesn't work out, that's fine. You've just seen it what it's like in your yard.
See, that makes a lot more sense because I sort of had this image in my head of people renting out chickens for weddings or something and just heaps of chickens.
I did a radio interview about 10 years ago and they said, oh, why would you rent a chicken? And I said, well, I don't rent them for parties. And there was some dead air going, oh, can I let that one go through? Oh, I'm not so sure.
I had no idea, but that definitely makes sense. So
yeah.
When it does come to keeping chooks, I mean, I obviously, you know, being a city person in an apartment, I confess I don't know a lot about how to keep a chicken. How much space do they need? What do they eat? How do you chicken? Tell me how to chicken.
Well, you'll need some outside space. I've only ever had one customer that managed to successfully keep a chook on an apartment balcony.
Oh, God.
But it's mad. But she managed to do it. It just took a bit of effort. No, you just need a little bit of outside space. As a minimum, I'd say if you can give them an area, and we're talking minimums here. I mean, if you can give them an area like the shadow underneath a large car, so maybe 8 or 10 square metres, if you need to pen that off so that they don't have access to the rest of the garden and they don't scratch around your beloved veggies or what have you, then that's sufficient for a couple of hens. You need a small chicken coop or some sort of enclosure that is completely enclosed so it's fox-proof, so they'd be locked in that at night time. And you need to feed them and collect the eggs. There's not much more to it than that.
Sounds like a plan. Mm. So are there any councils that prohibit chook keeping in Sydney? Because I know that can be an issue.
Not of a single one.
Oh, amazing.
None at all. In fact, when I started the business, I wrote to, there were 43 councils in Sydney, in the metropolitan area at the time. There's fewer now, obviously, because of amalgamations. And I got written replies from, I think, about 36 back saying, yeah, no problem, no prohibition here. It's all governed under New South Wales legislation. I forget the name of it now. It's written on the website. I think it's the Local Government Act. And basically, it says keep chickens in such a way as it don't pester your neighbours and council's not bothered.
And speaking of pestering your neighbours, I mean, you can't have hens without roosters. Yes,
of course you can.
Oh, can you?
Yes, of course, absolutely. Roosters are prohibited.
Ah, see, there you go. I know nothing. Tell me.
Yeah, well, you know, you don't need a fella around for them to lay an egg. It's just that the eggs aren't fertile.
Ah.
And so, you can't keep roosters because they crow. And there's all sorts of different devices and stuff that people have invented to try and stop roosters crowing, but I've never had any real great success. So... You're just dealing with hens, and they're the ones you want because they're the ones that supply you with the eggs.
I'm coming across as such a city person who's never dealt with chickens.
A little bit of a newbie, I'll give you that. Yeah.
I'm gonna own it. At least I'm owning it.
Yeah.
So so how do you make sure that the chooks are kept safe from foxes and cats overnight?
It's just you need to have a fully enclosed coop. So you can, if you have like something like an aviary, then it needs to either have the wire dug into the ground or have a solid floor, like a hard floor, so that foxes can't dig underneath the wall. Or if you've got a portable coop like the ones that we make, it needs to have a mesh floor so that if they want to try and dig under the coop and get into it, well, they can't because it's enclosed underneath as well. But as long as it's fully enclosed, it's got sort of four walls and a floor, then it's, it's reasonably robust, that's enough. And you just lock them up sometime between dinner time and bedtime and let them out in the morning before you go to work.
Well, we'll pop the links to Rent a Chook up in the podcast if anybody wants to give it a go. But Dave, thank you so much for your time this morning.
My pleasure.
That was Dave Ingham, Sydney's Mr. Chicken. As I promised, we'll pop all the links to his book and Rent a Chook service up on the 2SER website. That is 2SER.com. If you do want to give chickens a go, they sound like a lot of fun. I unfortunately do not have any space. Otherwise, I would be all over this.